In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In order to understand the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we ought to look at the intentions of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus told us that he came to set the world on fire. I am come to cast fire on the earth, and what will I but that it be kindled? This is fundamentally a purifying fire, a cleansing fire. It's meant to burn away all the residue left over from the fall. It's meant to bring order, warmth, and life. But given its effects, it seems to usher in nothing but war. Our Lord's message, it has and it will divide the people that accept it from those that don't accept it. Do not think that I came to send peace upon earth. I came not to send peace, but the sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This conflict, it's not our Lord's ultimate aim, it's just a necessary consequence of his message. This is the world's gut reaction to our Lord's doctrine. It's a reflex. Now, the fire that our Lord brings, it has the power to cleanse our minds, it has the power to cleanse our hearts. And even at this individual level, this cleansing action is painful, and it's divisive. Under the influence of grace, all of a sudden, there's a new man fighting against the old man. We become, in a way, a house divided against itself. We become a new creature with truly conflicting desires. In a sense, it's the sinner, the hardened sinner, that is at peace. This is an illusory peace, but the sinner remains in one house wherein there is no division. All of his vices are conspiring together under the power of one consent. That's the illusory peace of a sinner. That's not the peace our Lord brings. For us, says St. Ambrose, when Christ sent fire upon the earth, which should burn out the offenses of the heart, or the sword, which should pierce the very secrets of the heart, then the flesh and the soul, renewed by the mysteries of regeneration, cast off the bond of connection with their offspring. This, in essence, is the spiritual life. It's an awareness, it's an attention to the war being waged inside of us. Everything is peaceful until we hear the voice of Christ, until we feel the purifying power of his grace. And then all of a sudden we feel the heat of his fire. We feel the edge of his sword. But this discomfort is the true liberation, and it's paving the way for a true peace. This is the peace of the Sacred Heart. This is the peace that our Lord intends to give each of us, that he intends to give the entire world. But it is a peace wrought through excruciating pain. And so be it. We invite it, because it's far more rewarding to live under this peace than under the illusion of the sinner's peace. And so we can say at the end of the litany today, make our hearts like unto thine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.